USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 6 weeks after stay-at-home orders were put in place, a majority of states are lifting or easing restrictions. Minnesota is set to expire Monday, but they're being extended. The governor is going to allow retailers and other businesses to do what he's letting restaurants do. They can have pickup and deliveries.
And I'm trying the best I can to give the data based on the science, pushing the envelope as close as I can to opening things up.
Jobless claims over the past month and a half are up to more than 30 million. Economist Joel Naroff.
The economy is slowly being reopened, and that will put some people back to work. The biggest concern, though, right now, is that some firms that have held out cutting their workforces are now throwing in the towel, and state and local governments whose budgets have been devastated are also in downside mode.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, former Vice President Joe Biden has some advice for those in the White House. USA's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, says American flags at the White House and at other government buildings should be lowered to half-mast to recognize those who've lost their lives because of the coronavirus.
By the end of this month, we have lost more people to coronavirus dead than we lost in the entire Vietnam War.
That from a video message that Biden tweeted on Thursday morning, saying that President Trump needs to recognize those who have died because of the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Russian Prime Minister said in a televised meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin that he has tested positive for coronavirus. Mikhail Mishustin says he will be going into self-isolation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One senator is speaking out about the nation's unemployment. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City. We have to start being bold and honest with the people. Listen, it doesn't take any courage whatsoever to tell people to stay home or stick the police on them if they disobey. Okay, that takes no courage whatsoever. It does take courage to be honest with the American people, tell them about the risks, educate them about the risks, and say, listen, we all have a personal responsibility to get back to normalcy, a new normalcy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news, all the time, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.